It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21. Strengthen background checks. Enact safe storage law and red flag laws. Repeal the immunity that protects gun manufacturers from liability. Address the mental health crisis, deepening the trauma of gun violence and as a consequence of that violence. These are rational, common sense measures.
President Biden delivered a primetime speech to the nation about gun violence on Thursday night, pleading for Congress to take action and enact common sense gun laws that could prevent future mass shootings.
After Columbine, after Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done. This time that can't be true. This time we must actually do something. The issue we face is one of conscience and common sense. For so many of you at home, I want to be very clear. This is not about taking away anyone's guns. It's not about vilifying gun owners. In fact, we believe we should be treating responsible gun owners as an example of how every gun owner should behave. I respect the culture and the tradition and the concerns of lawful gun owners. At the same time, the Second Amendment, like all other rights, is not absolute.
In the last few weeks, Biden has met with families who lost loved ones in Buffalo and in Uvalde, Texas. He said they had one message for all of us: do something. Just do something, for God's sake. Do something. In Congress, the House Judiciary Committee approved the Protecting Our Kids Act along party lines after a very contentious markup session. The bill is actually a package of eight bills that would raise the lawful age to purchase a semi-automatic centerfire rifle from 18 to 21, ban high-capacity magazines, increase penalties for gun trafficking and straw purchases, create new criminal penalties for failure to safely store firearms at home, outlaw bump stocks, which effectively turn semi-automatic weapons into machine guns, and outlaw ghost guns. Those are privately made firearms assembled from individual parts or kits bought online or parts made with a 3D printer that don't have traceable serial numbers but have increasingly been used in violent crimes in America. While the package would likely pass the full House, it almost certainly wouldn't overcome a Republican-led filibuster in the Senate. And note that this package does not include reinstating the assault weapons ban that Biden stressed during his speech. Why? Well, because there aren't even enough votes from Democrats to pass that. To be continued. After 100 days of war, about 20% of Ukraine's territory is now under Russian control. That, according to Ukrainian President Zelensky, who addressed the nation Thursday and added that the Donbas region is, quote, almost entirely destroyed. Some 800 people, including children, are reportedly hiding in several bomb shelters underneath a chemical factory in the city of Severodonetsk, which has lately been targeted by Russian missile attacks. Those in hiding are locals who were asked to leave the city but refused. Separately, the U.S. military's hacking unit has conducted offensive cyber operations in support of Ukraine and to potentially deter Russia from conducting cyber attacks against the U.S. infrastructure. 100 days into Putin's invasion of Ukraine, officials report that over 21,000 civilians have died in Mariupol alone, and they now say nearly 7 million people have fled Ukraine at some point since February 24th. But in Russia, the Kremlin has banned state media outlets from focusing on dates related to the war that underscore its military failures. So in other words, they're not allowed to say it's been 100 days. But there was a bit of a morale booster Thursday as Ukraine's soccer team defeated Scotland, bringing Ukraine one step closer to the World Cup. The coach even dedicated the win, quote, to the armed forces in the trenches and in the hospitals, those in Ukraine who suffer every day. President Zelensky thanked the team for, quote, 2 hours of happiness. The clock is counting down to Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's when the House Select Committee investigating January 6th begins their public hearings. The committee promises some bombshell information that we aren't yet aware of. But we have in recent days been digesting over 2,000 text messages that were sent to and from former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows during the insurrection. One of the key questions the committee is expected to raise is why Trump failed to publicly condemn the attack for hours, and whether that failure is proof of dereliction of duty and evidence that the former guy tried to obstruct the certification of the 2020 election by Congress. Meadows selectively handed those messages over to the January 6th committee in December before he stopped cooperating with the investigation. So I keep telling you that COVID's not over yet, but at least today we can offer some good news for families with little ones at home. COVID-19 vaccinations for kids under 5 could begin in the U.S. as soon as June 21st. Despite some reluctance from parents, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha expects the vast majority of kids to be vaccinated by their primary care providers. The good news, the doctor said, is that the U.S. has plenty of supply of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to start the program for kids younger than 5. They also said 10 million additional doses would be made available for states, pharmacies, community health centers, and federal entities to order starting today. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.